How long?
70 to 9? 20 to 9?
Yeah.
With your permission, Parashat Chayei Sarah. As introduction for some information, the last week parasha, at the end of the parasha, which it says Machtir, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu advised Avraham Avinu after Akedat Yitzchak that Rivka was born, and told him, you should know Rivka is your son's fiance. And that's what the Torah writes. Let's see parasha, those last few sentences, which were the Yaret Rivka, this is chapter 22, sentence 23. Says the Gemara, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it in the Torah to tell you that he told it to Avraham Avinu. So-called Avraham is some kind of knowledge, an idea who Yitzchak is going to marry. So he knows already. That's how the parasha ends. And we need this information for later to see if Avraham is really considering this message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or ignored it. We'll see later. The parasha starts with your permission. This is chapter 23, sentence 1. Sarah Imenu died, Vayetamot Sarah Bekiyat Rabbah in Hebron, Vayetnaan Sarah died in Hebron, Vayavu Avraham Lispod Lesarah Velifkotar. So if you look in Yechumash, and the same thing in the Torah, the word Lifkotar is a very small chaf. The Gemara says, Chachamim say, that Sarah died, so-called, on her fault. Since 2 weeks ago, Sarah had some kind of an argument with Avraham Avinu that Hagar, that was married to Avraham upon the request of Sarah, started to embarrass Sarah and not to respect her. And Sarah came to Avraham and told Avraham, you know, Hashem is going to be the judge between you and me. Why you don't say anything to the maid? And the Gemara says, since you said God is going to be the judge, you called upon yourself a judgment. And therefore Sarah died fairly young, 127, so-called Chachamim say she killed herself. It is because you said such a sentence. And the Gemara said you should never say such a sentence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will be the judge, Hashem will take care of you. Because says the Gemara says, Pinkaso mitbakeret. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu first he will take your file. Says, who are you to tell that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of somebody? Since Sarah says some kind of words, telling Avraham, God is going to be the judge, Hashem will judge you, the Chachamim say that in the Sefer Torah, if you look in the Sefer Torah, it's going in Yechumash, the word Lifkota, the half of the Lifkota is a small cup. It says Avraham cried very little. Avraham understood that Sarah died ahead, very, fairly young in those, I mean, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. It says she died young because so-called she caused her own death by saying certain things. And the question again is, what does it mean exactly? So she said, she told Avraham the right thing. She said, you want to know something? One time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the judge. Nothing's wrong with that. It says, why the Gemara says you should never do such a thing? It says, I said the truth. I didn't want to fight with the guy. I told the guy, you know what? God will be the judge. So he said, never say this sentence. If you say God will be the judge, he's going to judge you first. Why is he going to judge me first? Let him judge. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the judge. I don't want to take the guy to court. I don't want to take the guy to Bedin. I don't want to fight with him. I said a nice word. You know what? Leave it up to God. So, what's wrong with this? He said, I spoke to the guy. I told the guy, leave it up to God. You must never say this sentence. If you say, leave it up to God, God will be the judge. Hashem first will judge you. Why? Vayakom Avraham, sentence 3, with your permission, Avraham got up, The people that lived in that county in Hebron, it's called Nechet. They say, Gebet Hashav Anokhi Machem, I'm a stranger, maybe I'm the permanent resident here. Please give me a place, I would like to bury Sarai men. Ve'anud Nechet Avraham Lemolo, the people of Nechet answer, Shmeinu Adoni, he says, listen, see Elohim Atah B'tochenu, בבחר כברנו כבור את מתיך, איש ממילת גברו לכלים לך מכבור מתיך. It says, you are the president, whatever you want, you can do here. ויקום אברהם, sentence 7, אברהם got up, and וישתחו להמארת את נחרת, he's flat on the floor. So what is flat on the floor? For what is flat on the floor? He says, it's very legitimate. You live in Hebron, and your wife died, and you ask the people in Hebron, may I bury my wife there? So of course, why should say no? Where are you going to take your wife? You live over here. You deserve. By the way, in those days anyway, people used to bury the loved ones, the beloved ones, in the backyard. So of course, what do they expect? Abraham doesn't need to ask this question. It's a very simple matter. Abraham Avinu's wife died. Of course, you bury her. So he asked permission to bury her. He didn't say where. He says, I want to bury my wife. Then may I bury? He says, of course you can bury. And he says, of course, you are the president. And when he hears this answer, the Torah says, he bowed down to them. What do you bow down for them for? What do you bow down for them? He didn't do anything to you. They said, yeah, you can bury your wife. And of course, what are they going to say? You can bury your wife. But the very time, in more sentence 8, he spoke to them, in Yishet Nafshichem, Nikborot Metim Milfanai, if you really want to help me out, Shmaun Yifidu Befom Metzuchah, I say, I would like you to ask, the guy's name is Mr. Ephron, but he said, it's Ma'at Machpelah Shelo, Shem Tzadeh with it, and this man has, at the edge, at the end of his field, he has like a cave, the Chesef Malay, it's Nen Alev Yitzuchem Nachuz Al-Tzav, he says, I want to pay for it, and I would like to purchase this place. This is the place in Hebron, in Israel, that all the avot are founded. Is are buried over there, he wants to purchase it. Why he wants to purchase that spot? So Chachamim tell us that last week parasha, when Avraham Avinu had the three guests and he decided he wants to slaughter three bulls for each guest, he wanted to give a tongue with mustard, one of the bulls started to run. And Avraham chased him, and the bull went inside his cave. And Abraham went into the cave and he saw some kind of holiness, he felt something. And this is the cave that he realized that the first mankind and the first lady are buried over there. He said, oh, there's a very good place to be buried. I like to be buried over here. By the way, this is the Ma'arat HaMakpelah that we recognize in Hebron. This is the so-called the entrance to Gan Eden, to the place that Adam HaRishon was put by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, you know, it's the first mankind that was buried. Abraham Avinu, so-called, he likes this place. Therefore, he wants to buy that, he wants to purchase this cave, and then he wants to bury his wife. Eventually, he's going to be buried there, and his son, his grandson. So he wants to purchase it. Says the Torah, Ephron is here with Nechet, this is Ephron is there, but yeah, Ephron is Achitit Abraham, the Uzum, Nechet, Rabbi Shah, Rabbi Mori, says Ephron got up and he said, listen everybody, no, Lord Nishmaeni, he says, I don't need your money, please, I stand back, Ilach, I gave you the field, Ezmer, the Marash, Shabbo, the cave, Lechan, the Tatiya, the Nechet, the Tatiya, the Nechet, he says, listen, I don't need your money, I respect you, take it free of charge and bury Sarai men. Says the Torah, when Abraham hears it again, but he stuck over again, it's flat on the floor. Why are you flat on the floor? Why are you bow down to me? For what? It says, no, he bows down to everybody there. He says, what did they do for you? They didn't do nothing for you. It's a regular real estate deal. It says, I want to buy from you something. And the guy said, you want to know something? I want to give it to you for free. Anyway, he's going to say he doesn't want it. They reject it and you pay then. So for what the Abraham bow down, and for what the Torah tells you, Abraham bow down with it. Why did you buy down over there? For what you bow down over there? It's a regular deal. You want to buy a cave, and then the guy says, you know what, I respect you, I want to give it to you for free. Okay, so even if you take it for free, you don't have to bow down to everybody. Why are you flat on the floor? For what flat on the floor? The Gemara says, no, by Baderel, from the time after Moach, but as Mishmaini, please listen to me, that the case of the Gachmaini, the Gemara, the Shema, please, I want to pay. By the front of Abraham, the Mishmaini, the Gemara, by the front says, you know what, if you want to pay, pay me, finish. 400 shekel, we need Chari, sent us 16, by Shema, Abraham, the front, Abraham, listen to him. So Abraham, the front, the case of the Gemara, he paid the money, about shekel, the Gemara. Again, if the Torah really wants to tell us a story, it's irrelevant, the whole story. You were writing in one sentence, Abraham Avinu wanted to bury Sarah, he went and he paid 400 shekels and he got it. That's the end of it. You have to tell me the whole story. He goes to the people, to the county, and he asks them, I bury my wife, and they said yes, and then he said, oh, he bows down to them, and then he gets up, and then he said, okay, I wanted this guy Ephron, he has a cave, I want Ephron's cave, and he said, okay, Ephron comes, and says, no matter, I give it to you for free. I don't need a discussion. Who needs to know it? What do you have to know today? You read the Torah, says, what do you have to know about this? From what you learn from it? What is, why did Hashem tell Moshe to write it in the Torah? You'll get nothing. With your permission, if you skip to chapter 24, English is good? Good. Chapter 24, sentence 2. This is Perek Chavdal, it's a good base. Huh? The what? What do you mean? Why? What is it? אין לך חומשים אדם רפי? You don't have it?
I took
what does the Sidur? אחד זה סידור ואחד זה חומש.
Ah,
thank you. With your permission, chapter 24, sentence 2. I said here the Torah is going to tell us about the first match between a man and a woman, the way our great-grandfather got married. Says the Torah like this, Vayomer Avraham el Avdo Zekan Bitro, Avraham called up his slave. Of course, we know the information already, this guy has a name. His name is Eliezer. His name is Eliezer, everybody knows. Somebody asked him, what's Avraham's slave's name? This is Eliezer. The Torah omits his name. Doesn't say his name. Says, Avraham, Abraham went and called his slave. This is what the Torah doesn't have to say. Doesn't want to say his name. He has a name. The Torah says already, Pashatach Lecha. But Eliezer is Abraham's slave. It says Eliezer is a very important person, by the way. Eliezer was the head of the yeshiva. Eliezer, the Torah gives him here a title, Zikon B'Torah Moshel B'Chol HaShalom. That Eliezer, he is the most trusted person that Abraham trusts. That he has the keys for all Abraham's safe. Also, he's a count of Switzerland. And still the Torah calls him a slave. What do you mean a slave? He's the head of the school. He's the most trusted one. And the Zohar says he is very, very down to earth and controls his habit. And nevertheless, the Torah says, listen, this is the slave. What is the slave? At first he has a name. And then Abraham calls him up and says, listen, I want you to swear to me, if you swear in Hashem's name, in God's name, I don't want you to take any girl from my son. I want you to go to my country, and he doesn't refer to his birthplace, he refers to Haran, to Syria, Abraham doesn't tell him the name, even though, as we said before, after Akedat Yitzchak, this is 3 years ago, Akadosh Baruch Hu already told Abraham Avinu that Yitzchak's so-called mate is Rivka, it's the cousin, and she is in Syria. Here Abraham calls the guy, his name is Eliezer, again, his name is not being said over here, he is being described as a slave. I want to tell you, you know what, I want you to go to Syria. and find over there a wife. He says, why don't you tell them, go get Rivka. Hashem told you, Rivka is the match. He says, go tell him. But you know, here, Abraham doesn't even tell him to go to the family. He says, just go to Syria, find over there a girl. There's any girl on the street, as long as she is Syrian, is good enough. ואם עליו אין בעיה לדבר שלך בחרילה, אשר הזאת מידי לגרב ולנת גביתו קם היר, מאי שלאי אשר אשר בנך אל את השתתם משם, שלאי take his son down there, so maybe he wants to live over there, אם עליו אברהם, מי שאומר לך, אברהם said, no way, don't you dare to take my son to Syria. אשר מלוקי השמיים, sentence 7, אשר לקחני מתאמים את עצמי, God Almighty, they took me out, for my place, for my birthplace, Vashur Dibali and spoke to me, Nishbali, he promised me, Nizachat Nizachat, he promised the land of Israel to my children, who Yishlach Malachu Lefanecha, he's going to send an angel to help you, Vilakapta Yishal Vini Misham, you bring your wife from there here. You know Tabea Yishal Tacharecha, if the lady will say no, forget about it, just come back here, don't you dare to take my son out of Eretz Israel. Fine. If you skip this sentence 10, this is Shedishi, and it says, Vaykach, I read again, the Torah will call him the whole time a slave, with no respect for him, just to give him so-called the courtesy that his name is Eliezer. Like he has no name, of course he has a name. The Torah just describes him. Vaykach, I read the slave took 10 camels, מגמלי אדוניו וילך וחולטו באדוניו וידו ויקום הילך הרם נהריים אלי נחור, he goes to Syria. He goes over there, he got to the well. Outside the town there is a well. Let Erev Le'etzet HaShavuot right before evening, in the afternoon. Before in the afternoon it's not hot anymore, so the girls, they come and they're going to draw some water from the well. Yomar, the slave said, Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham, God Almighty, the master of Avraham, Akrena Lefana, Yom, please, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I would like you to send over the girl right away from me. Vaaseh chesed, Ima Adonai Avraham, please do kindness with my master Avraham, Inyan Anokhi Nitzav Alein HaMayim, I'm standing here at the well, you will not ensure you study Shav Mayim, the girls are coming. Vaya Nara, it can be the girl, Shomar Alea, that I'm going to tell her, Hatim HaKadeh, please tilt your pitcher. Vehshten, I will drink, Vamra Shten, the girl will answer. Not only for you I'll give you, I will give to you camels as well, וגם מגמליך השכן, אותה חטא לעבדך ליצחק. That's the girl for Yitzchak Avinu. ומה ידע כי עשית חטא למדמי, I know that you did a kindness to my master, my job is finished. And instead to go and to find a girl to go on the internet or to go to a matchmaker or to go to a place that they didn't have people that can seduce girls, he decided he stands at the well. And he is at the well, is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to ask the girl a question. May I have some water? And if the girl will say, not only for you, as well for your camels, this is the girl. So the Gemara says, listen, first of all, it's not right what you do, because you never know. The girl might come, and she might be crippled. She might be blind on one eye. She might not be suitable. What kind of business is this that you go and you say that if this girl will offer water for the camels as well, agree to give water to me, that's the girl. Says the Gemara, it's absolutely wrong. Besides, it's absolutely wrong. It says, you're asking something or something, it's impossible. It says, 10 camels, each camel can drink a gas station. I says, you can't expect, you're a stranger here, nobody knows who you are. You just came over here, you're a tourist. You stand over here, can you imagine you go to a gas station and then you decide that you're going to do something and you ask the guy, you know, can you give me, I just want from you a little bit of a gas. And he says, please up, fill my truck. Fill my truck with gas. What do you mean fill my truck with gas? There's 10 camels over here. You expect, as a stranger, that a girl, I'm not talking about a man, a girl, doesn't matter how old she is, you expect a girl now to go and draw water for 10 camels? How do you think the girl will offer such a thing? But if you ask, you know, maybe the girl will give you water, okay, that's also, you know, it's okay, fine. Not every girl has to be polite and say, help yourself, and you know, maybe my mommy doesn't let me speak to you, you're a stranger, I don't know who you are, you might kidnap me. Okay, so it's also, maybe she'll offer me twice to drink. You can expect a girl to feed and to give water to 10 camels. This is what kind of business you say that Kaddish Baruch Hu. Listen, if the devil will say, how do you expect a girl to such a thing? It's impossible. Besides, this is not your job. You're trying to be a mekubal. Let's say you have a job. Avraham sent you to have a job. He says the job is to go find a girl. So go find a girl. So you're standing over there and give instructions to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Give me the girl. He says, today, not tomorrow. He says, I've got to be here now in the afternoon. By area, maybe afternoon, maybe before evening. He says, today I need this job done. Your job done, you come over here, you check yourself in a hotel, and stay over for a few days, go around, find out the girls, find out where are the girls, who are the girls, who is available, then you find out. It's for Yitzhakabin, it's not a joke. It says he wants from Hashem today, Hayom. I can't find Hayom, today. I need the girl right now. What do you mean right now? It says the Torah, where we return to Eretz just as he ended this word, before the sentences came out from his mouth, in the car said, all of a sudden he sees Rivka in front of him. And after that, Maria says, beautiful, she goes down, she draws water, says, he runs to her, please give me some water. Sentence 18, Batomer, here's for you. She gives him water from the pitcher, he drinks. But the Chalash Kotob, by herself, she offers by herself, Batome Gamik Malecha Yeshav, I'm going to give you camels to drink. Do you think she would give him no one pair of water? She says, Adin Kilulishtot, as much as the camel wants, I'm going to draw. Because I don't know how long it takes to give water for 10 camels. That she offers such a thing. By the way, the Gemara says she's 3 years old. So I don't know if she has a diaper, she has a pacifier, I really don't know. Maybe she's in the... I'm sure she was a then. She was a then, but she's a little girl, she's a little girl. It's hard to believe, but that's what the Gemara says. She was 3 years old when she came. Of course you can see those generations, maybe 3 years old, maybe they were more advanced, maybe. I don't know if you know, by the way, they found in Switzerland, a few years ago, I don't remember how many years ago, they found under a big, it was an iceberg over there in Switzerland. And the iceberg melted, and they found a man. And they said that this iceberg that was on top of the Alps, I think, almost 1,000 years. They found underneath that a man. A man, probably you can see it on the internet, the picture also, found a man that died. It was a snowstorm. He died under the snow. It was a lot of snow accumulating on top of him. And since he was back in the world, he was in a freezer. He was in a freezer for 1,000 years. So they came, and you know, it's interesting to see what was a man look like 1,000 years ago. So, you know, it's not so true that everybody, you know, looked the same like us. Exactly like us, the same height, the same thing, everything. They found next to him also his bag. His bag, I don't know what it was inside the bag, I don't know if it was something inside, I don't remember. It stayed in inside. It's the same thing, I don't know. It's hard to believe, you know, this Rivka guy, this is 3,000 years ago. It's 3,000 years ago, a girl 3 years old, what happened to be that she was the one? She came outside to draw some water. And here she's offering to give the 10 camels to drink, but completely until the camels are full. Okay. Very strange, very strange. She spilled it, she poured the water first from the pitcher that she gave him to drink. She got water for all the camels. The person is astonished. When they finish drinking, he takes an earring. The weight of the earring is better, like Mahasit HaShekel. And then he took two bracelets. Asara Zahab Mishkaran, and the Gemara says, Chachamim say, he told the lady, you are engaged. I don't know if you know or not, but in years before the time of the Gemara, and later, even 50 years ago, 100 years ago, when a girl was 2, 3, 4, 5, the family used to get together, and they used to get a little party, and they used to make this girl and another boy that wanted to be engaged. Since you engaged, the girl was 3 there. I know fact that when the girl was born, already the family decided that she's going to marry someone, and then when she became 3 or 4, they made a party, said, you engage the girl, so the first of her mouth, and she's engaged. Here it is, she's engaged. She's engaged without even talking to her, nothing, she doesn't know what's going on. But you're going to America, she doesn't know what's flying. She got 2 bracelets, of course, who won't like 2 bracelets? And gold ones, real gold ones, not 18 or 5 carats. It says, Baruch Hashem, she got bracelets. Okay. Even about Miyak, now he asked her, who are you? Agidi Nali, please tell me who you are. Elizabeth Aviv, Makom, Nadal Ali, he says, in your father's house, there is a place to stay, we would like to stay one night. But Tomer, Elav, Abitur, and Mohamed Kash, and Nahor, says, you see, happened to be that, you know, all the time, the daughter of Abitur, the granddaughter of Nahor, this it means Abraham's family, but Tomer, Elav, I'm telling him, it's going to have money. He says, don't worry, we have a lot of hay and food for the camel. So, excuse me, you're 3 years old. You have no authority. You can't tell anything what do you mean we have? What do you mean what will you be? What do you mean you have? You know, girl, you go to the kindergarten tomorrow. See, I'm telling you, don't there's a stranger, you don't know him. You know his name, you know who the guy is. The guy said, can I stay in your house? He says, okay, we'll check you out. Check you out, you come, you know, maybe you come to the door, my father will call and you'll find out who you are, we'll see your passport, say you say you came from Israel, okay. We'll see who you are. He doesn't need to say any information about him. She already said to him, listen, you come to the house, there's plenty of hay, even plenty of you. You own the hay. What do you mean you offer him hay? Who you are? Gamma Kumbalun says the Gemara, not only that, she tells him, you know, you can pay as many nights as you want. I says, you pay the mortgage. Who are you to tell him this thing? You're a little girl. What are you telling him? According to Shachar Vashtachul Hashem, he flat on the floor. Remember, Baruch Hashem, he was telling me Abraham, he says, thanks to God. Better of Abraham, Hashem, Zab, Chazdo, Vavitim, 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 and she tells her mother, look, that's what happened, I'm engaged, here are the bracelets and the earring on my nose, Mazal Tov. This guy was called by Yisrael Ron Elayish, who's a Ryan Lavan, her brother Ron, he saw the bracelet, he saw the earring and the bracelet, he comes over there, and we're both Ruch Hashem. He says, come here, someone is blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this guy doesn't even believe in God. This guy, Lavan, and his father, Betuel, that was the king of Syria at the time, worship only idols. He sees this guy, Eliezer, and says him, you know, God bless you, William, God bless you. He doesn't even believe in God. He said, Johnny bless you. He says, you have nothing to do with God. Besides, the Gemara says over here, when you said that statement, Baruch Hashem, he says, you know what? Hashem loves you so much. This is the Gemara. Why? It says because Eliezer really was a slave. He was the grandson of Ham. And Noah cursed Ham and his descendants. And it says, you know, this guy, he's going to give him a blessing. It says, Rabban says, you know what? You are being blessed. He says, Gemara, what do you mean you're being blessed? He's not blessed. He's not blessed. He's the grandson of Ham. Noah cursed him. Nevertheless, the guy tells him, again, what do you to know all these details and information here? It's irrelevant. So he came home, he opened the camel, he says he gave food to the camel, water to wash his feet, they put food in front of him, I said, I'm not eating until I will say what I got to say. Some Chachamim offered that the reason why he said it, because he smelled that in the food that they brought in front of him, there is poison inside. Because they wanted him dead. Who is not? I mean, he said, can you imagine? Your daughter comes home, and your daughter tells the mother, you know, I got engaged. She says, to who? He says, I have no idea. I says, what do you mean you got engaged? It was the man over there that was standing, he asked me water, and I gave water to him in the camel, and he gave me the breakfast. He said, I have a question, he took me in Abraham, buried in Israel. He said, did you go to Israel? Are you ready to get engaged to an Israeli guy? You know what they do, the boys over there in Israel. You don't have the mentality. You might be in the army, Miloim, for the rest of his life. I said, what's the matter with you? So they want to poison him. Makes sense, they want to poison him. Besides, the Gemara said, he's very rich, of course they want to poison him. So Chaim is saying, you know, that this is why he doesn't want to eat. And the Gemara says that in the meantime, an angel will come and will switch the place, his place, and Betur, the king of Aram, the father of his farm, he will switch the place, and he will eat he will eat the poison, and he will die instead of this Eliezer. It's not going to answer the question. It takes for the angel to switch a plate at 1 minute. Eliezer said, I'm not eating unless I'm talking first. He said, what's the problem? What's the problem? So you eat, you wash your hands, you eat, you say bracha, and then you give your speech, whatever you want to give. But it's not to do with the food. And your man of Abraham, okay, says, I am the slave of Abraham. So Chaim will tell you that the reason is because he looked like Abraham, they thought he is Abraham. והשם ברך את הזמים מאוד והגדל הקדוש ברוך הוא בלס אברהם ותן עושינו בקו וחצי גדל ודיר שפחות ורגומים וחברים יעשה maybe he wants to impress them that אברהם is rich, maybe ותן את שרה יש עוד מילה בן אבני אחרי זה קטן יעשה that he wants to impress them that Sarah gave birth after she was an old lady ותן אותו לשלו here I have a letter in my pocket that my master signed affidavit that his son gets everything he says sir let me tell you something everything you forged, everything is a lie. I don't know you, I never saw you. You say you slave Abraham, maybe yes, maybe not. I don't believe nothing what you say. You have a proof? Where is your passport? I said, no, I don't know. Where were you born? In Hawaii. I said, born in Hawaii, where is the president? He says, who are you? I didn't even know you. You ever need any proof? Who you are? Who are you? Nothing. He says, you tell me that this piece of paper you messed with someone, this is not the right. How do you know it's true? The whole thing is false. Who are you, sir? Anyway, they believe, he sits down and gives the speech. It says, my master made me swear that I will not take any girl for his son from the country that he lived at, it's Canaan. Emoel Bet Avid Yerushpati, go to my family, my father's family. He never said it. He never said it. If you remember, Abraham just told him, go to Syria. Abraham never told him that. And Rakati Sharabi, take a wife from my family. I told my master, maybe she won't agree. In my life, he told me, Hashem is also pronounced God Almighty, that I walked in front of him, Yishlach Malachor, Yitzhak, he will send an angel, he tells her, Kechel Kasashan, you should take a wife for my family. He never said it, Abraham never said it, if you remember before. But that's what he says. Asim Nakim Malachim says that if you do this job, then whatever you promise is valid, it's Kitabur Mishpati, you came to my family, Mokul of Allah, if he won't give you, it's Kim Malachim, Baruch Malachim, he says, today I arrive. He says, today you have to visit. He says, where do you live? He says, I live in Hebron. He says, how long does it take to come with the camels to Syria? He says, the Gemara, 17 days. 17 days. He tells them, you know, I flew with jet. How did you get there? How did you get there? He says, I have no idea. You know, this morning I left, in the afternoon I arrived. He says, the Gemara, it's true. Hashem helped him. It's called skipping. That Hashem made a miracle over here. But listen, you're a stranger. You sit in front of people that you never met. The guy is the king of Syria. You know, it's Assad. It's not just a regular guy. You see, he looks at your eyes, and you tell him, you know, this morning I left Hebron. He says, really? And you're here today? Very strange. If I were here, somebody would come to my house. He says, you know, I live in Japan. I live in Japan. I left 15 minutes ago. I said, I don't believe you. Well, you can tell me, you know, today I get. So what are you going to say? Say, whatever it takes. With the supersonic, okay. You can't say, in those days, the person has camels, he says, he can't tell the people, today I came. What do you mean, today I came? Today you came. First of all, don't tell them. Don't tell them. Tell them, you know what? I left 17 days ago, I came today. Why did you tell them you came today? It's irrelevant for the story. Omar, you know, I got today to the well. Omar, Hashem, you know, the name of Abraham, I said, I pray to God. If you please, you want me to be successful, you're going to keep the well. I'm standing over the well. I said, yeah, Omar, she said, the Shabbat, I'm going to ask the girl to give me some water. I'm going to give you and your camels This is Ha'isha Shofar Hashem Elohim. He says, this is from God. It's from God. And he tells Mahalel Daber Elvi, before I finished even talking, I said, that girl, you know, your daughter came. I said, I never showed her. Where she went to the well, Amar Alei Ashkina, I said, I asked her, please give me. But my ass, she rushed it, but told Kadam, I left the Shtu Gwanda Vrecha Ashkina, she said, it's okay, please, here for you and the camel. I said, she gave me to drink and the camel to drink, and I asked her, I said, who are you? She said, listen, I'm the daughter of Betuel. I said, then I put the earring, I put the bracelet, I told the Shtu Hashem, I was on the floor, I prayed to Hashem, Bavarechet Hashem, I bless God, and I clapped me up, Ram Shachar, listen, you won't believe one word that you say. First of all, they don't believe in God. And you can say any story that you want. Not story. You can say, you can today, you think, come here tomorrow, you can say whatever you want. One thing I can tell you, you have no right to do it to my daughter. Don't tell me the story that you went to the well and you said it to God and she came. Even if it's true, first of all, I don't believe one word that you say. And even if it's true, you have no right. So what kind of a thing is this? Somebody strange to come to your heart and say, you know what? Your daughter is engaged. I came today to the well and I said something to God. I happened to be the chef. I grabbed them. I gave a bracelet and my daughter. I said, here I am. So what do you want? I want to take it to Israel. He says, to who? To where? To where then is Israel? It is just embarrassing the person, an intelligent person will not do such a thing. I mean, you can talk, I mean, if you're in a Jewish area, you know, you live in a Jewish area, the people believe in God, you can come, I don't know if they will believe you. I don't know if anybody will, in this town, somebody will knock on the door and say, listen, I saw your daughter at the pizza shop, I'm looking for the daughter-in-law and for my master. Ask whoever can give me a piece of pizza and Coca-Cola and give some food for my dog. This is going to be the girl and she what happened to be the daughter and she's engaged. So I will call the police.
It doesn't mention anywhere anybody else except Eliezer and not him by name either. Why did he need 10 camels?
Well, that's a good question. One of the answers that the Rishonim say, he still took 10 camels. So they said, you know, when you get engaged in those days, the engagement party was like the first two brachot that we say under the chuppah, it's called a routine engagement. So right away, at the scene over there, when he gave the bracelet, he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Baruch Hu Yagefen, Shitvanu Al Arayot, Sameach Chatan Im Akala, he said, as they say, Amen. That's what the Gemara says, called Birkat Erusin. So he already knew when he left that this was going to happen. He hoped that those are that was the custom, as I mentioned before. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, that people used to do. When the girl was young, he used to engage the girl to the boy, and then when she grew up, they made a wedding. So he made the bracha, when he met her at the well, he made the bracha already, now she's engaged. But at that sentence 49, now he tells them, and again, if you remember, he talks to the king. Mishchem osim chesed ve'emetim adoni adoni agiduli. He said, if you want to do some kindness to my master, tell me. If not, if you don't want, forget about it. I'm leaving. What do you mean? Leaving? She's engaged now. Now she needs a guest. You know, it's not so simple. It's over now. I mean, somebody came and engaged a girl and the man disappeared. It's not like today's engagement. Today's engagement is no bracha. In those days, when somebody got engaged, it was a bracha. It says, after that engagement, you need a get. It says, that girl cannot marry anybody. So now, the girl is engaged. So this guy, a big shot, he says, you know what, if you don't want it, okay, doesn't matter. Women doesn't matter. Now she'll get divorced. Hey, you made my daughter engaged, and now you say, doesn't matter. What do you mean, doesn't matter? Women doesn't matter. They get married to a girl, so you don't want to forget about it. Forget about it. How she's going to find a shidduch now? Ever said, she's divorced. Somebody wants to marry her. Yeah? Says the Torah, "Vayan Lavan v'Yisrael v'Yavru me'Hashem yatzad davar." You see, those two that never believed in God, they worship idols from first day on, never said the name of God. All of a sudden, when he tells them this story, he says, "You want to know something? It's from God. It's from God. You know the guy." So all thing is a story. The whole thing is fake from A to Z. A to Z. In America, it's called made of. Made of. The whole thing is a lie. You don't know him. You go and get there, put him on a polygraph machine. See what he is, send emails to Israel, to the police, to the Buddha. Ask, who is this guy? Stranger Khan tells you he flew with the cameras this morning and he met a girl. I said, who is this guy? Well, you don't say one, I wouldn't talk to such a guy. He said, get out of my house. He says, those two people, the king, can you mention the king of Syria? I said, it's from God, some guy. Says, Rivka is here. Take her. Take her. It means finished. They never see her again. She never comes to Syria. They never came to Israel. This is a 3-year-old girl. And says, goodbye. She says, goodbye. See if you want to see a picture of the Chatan. Who is this Chatan? Who is this guy? Isaac, Yitzchak. Who is he? What does he do? He's a professional, he's a lawyer, he's in school. What does he do? Tall, he's short, he has white hair. How old he is? What can he talk? He speaks the language. What language he speaks? What language he speaks? Do they have any communication with him? Nothing. Take the girl. You take the girl. A princess. That's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I'd like to share with you a story with Mr. Nader Baloo. I don't know if he's up or sleeping, but you're up. Okay, good morning. Mr. Nader Baloo told me last week. I'd like to share the story with you. And by the way, it happened in Europe before. I said, Mr. Nader Baloo knows the person in England. It was an elderly girl in London. She could not find a mate. And she's getting older, and the rabbi over there, I believe Mr. Baloo told me his name is Rabbi David, in London, he has a little yeshiva, and Baruch Hashem was able to convince the girl to get married to someone, as well to convince the boy to marry this girl. The day of the wedding, the girl got dressed with a white dress, and she's under the chuppah. But then the groom saw her and he said, she's very beautiful from far away, but she's far from being beautiful. So he said, he's not getting married to the girl. So the girl is standing under the chuppah. All the people around, again, this guy, Mr. Baloo, he knows the person. And happened the same story, not exactly in Europe before, 100 years ago, I think. And this Rabbi David had a yeshiva. He went down to the yeshiva. He asked, who wants to have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything that he wants for the rest of his life and also in the next world? He doesn't tell anybody what is it involved with. And one boy said, I want. He said, you want? He said, perfect, come with me. The boy got up. This rabbi holding him in his hand, he goes down upstairs to the where the chuppah, the girl is standing, and he tells the boy, you know what? Go walk now to the chuppah, take this ring, Ariat Mukudeshati, marry this girl. Mr. Nader Baloo knows the boy, he's a Yemenite guy, he got married, he has children, he has everything, he lives in London. If he wants to telephone him, he gives him a telephone. That sounds the same thing like over here. And says, Rivka doesn't know nothing. She doesn't know who is Yitzchak. She doesn't know who is this guy. They never met the guy. They do an investigation. A stranger comes to the house, talks to the king, and he said, listen, Abakadabra, I said with my daughter, with your daughter. And the king said, you know what? It's from God. This is from God. It's not from God. Who is God? He says, we don't believe in God. Secondly, what kind of God is this? What is this? This is a joke. You have to meet, you have to sit down and talk. And let's see if the match, let's see if you know. But she's 3 years old, but she can talk about Lego. So anyway, take the girl. He says, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, they agreed the mission was finished, accomplished. Says to Rabbi Tzevet, give the girl some presents, silver and gold dishes, and he brought her some dresses. They went to sleep. Come on, my book here. They got up in the morning. My Rebbe Shachulin El Adoni said, okay, pack up my bags. He's going back to Israel. At that moment, the Torah said, no. The brother and the mother changed their mind. He said, no. Let her stay over here 10 months or a year. She's not going. I said, last night, Last night before I went to sleep, you told me, take the girl and leave. Now in the morning, he won't sleep. He says, no, she ain't sleeping. So he begged them, he said, please let me go. God help me. But Yamuni called the Rabbi Shabbat, let's call the little girl Esther. What do you mean call the little girl Esther? What do you mean call the little girl? So I watch him. ויקראו לרבקה, ואמרו אליה, צריכים לשאול את זה, they asked if I would you go with this guy? He didn't even know his name. He didn't even know his name. ותאמר אלך. He says, I'm going. I'm going. As the Gemara says, you know what she told them? She told them, I'm going even if you don't let me go. That's the way you talk to your mother. Even if you don't let me go, you go. He says, where you go? You know anything about life. What do you mean you go? Where are you going? To Israel. You know Israel. You know who the guy is. You know whose house it is. You know who he has. Father, mother, you know the name. You know everything. You know his name. For nothing. What do you mean you're going? And you are asking, you trust your daughter 3 years old? She knows what anything about what? What is she to go? Finished. Comes to Gemara, and the Gemara says, you want to know something, it's very strange. Usually, the Torah, when the Torah tells us some laws in the Torah, the laws that we follow, when you read in the Torah, certain laws are not so obvious when you read the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes it, but in an extra letter, he hints about it. Not everything in the Torah is clear. For this, Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days, 40 nights in Shamayim and learned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he came down, Moshe Rabbeinu used to give lectures to people, and said, you see, I want to explain to you something. In the Torah it says this is that. It says you should know that hints about something else. But the Torah cannot contain all the details of all the laws that he has to keep. And since the Torah is so-called a general information, but from the general information when you study it, the in between the lines, in between the letters, in between the words, you can figure out certain things the way the Torah was written. Here comes the Gemara, and the Torah, if we say nice words, wasting a parchment, wasting space in the Torah. It says, listen, Eliezer came to the well, fine. You want to give me the information, what happened in the well at the time of the arrival of Eliezer, fine. Now it comes to the house. Now the people in the house, they offer him food, they said, I'm not eating. I said, I want to give a speech. The Torah could have said, and he told them what happened. Instead, you read the Torah repeats the whole story. He says, and I went to the well, and I prayed to God, and I came today, and I saw the girl, and I put the girl on the girl, this earrings and the bracelet, and I asked the girl who she is, and I'm here. He says, what did you say all this? This is just a waste. This is the Gemara says that the Torah could have said it in one sentence. And then Eliezer came to the house and told them the story, that's fine. And you figure out yourself, you know, for the story. It's the story the Torah told us before. Instead the Torah repeats and repeats and repeats. Says the Gemara, I said, you know what? Hashem did it on purpose. Hashem wrote it again in the Torah to emphasize something. What to emphasize? To emphasize that Hashem likes so-called, the way the Gemara says, Sichatan Shel Avdei Avot, it says so-called, the simple explanation means the dialogue and the talking of the slave of Avraham Avinu more than certain laws in the Torah that Hashem just hinted. Chachamim says, what do you mean? It's a waste. It's a waste. The Torah is not a storybook. The Torah is holy. It's a holy Bible. It's a holy Chumash. And you can't tell me Hashem loves the stories of his slave more than certain holy things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu omitted in the Torah and just into the world. In order to understand really what's the purpose, it's really a big secret. Ari says, there are a few examples. I don't know what time it is, man. What time is it now?
9:30.
Okay. So next week I will not be here. So if you don't mind, I will extend today a little few more minutes tonight instead of next week, because next week I will not be in town. I mean, the next lecture is in 2 weeks from today. From tonight. Ari says like this. If you want in your lifetime to know that what you do is going to be successful. For example, you're looking to get married. You're looking to marry your children. You're looking for business. For anything that you wish. And you go and discuss something with the other side. The other side, you say, you know, this is a business transaction. This is something that you want to choose yourself a doctor. You want to choose yourself a lawyer. You see, you sit down and you see him talking. And you talk to the guy. Says David HaMelech, that's what we say every morning before Shacharit, Al tiftechu ben divim beben adam shelo teshuva. The lawyer cannot help you, the doctor cannot help you. Everything is in God's hands. Of course, he cannot sit at home. Some people say maybe you should, but our custom is we don't sit at home and leave it up, we'll say up to God, let God does everything, do everything. No, if you don't feel well, you go to a doctor. Even though they don't have anything, you shouldn't. But, you know, this is our custom. As it's Chas Shalom, you need a lawyer. Go hire a lawyer, don't think that God is going to help me. That says, you want to buy something? He says, you know what, I need something to buy. He says, no, God is going to do it to me. That says, you got to do maybe a little bit. Hashem will help you. He says, sure, God will help you. But the key is like this. When you talk to the person, doesn't matter what you're talking about. You want to buy something, you want to sell something, anything. You talk to them. In your mind, the same way you're talking to him, you pray to Hashem. Hashem, they say, what is this? I want to buy a house. So, you say like this, are you selling the house? And your mind, you have to say like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this guy is going to sell me the house. If it's good, let him say yes. If it's not good, let him say no. So I come to the doctor, and I ask, doctor, I don't feel well. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't feel well. Now this doctor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he knows what to give it to me, if this is the right doctor, and he knows, let him answer me. If he doesn't know, he says, no, you have nothing, go home. Or I cannot have to send you to specialist. He says, it's not between you and him. It is between you and him. But you should not consider him that he answers you and he tells you something and you can go to behave according to what he says. He has no power to do anything. So the power is in God. And God will put the word in his mouth. It says when he will answer you, it says if you so-called ask God, this man will answer you. But if you ask him without thinking about God, so it means there's a dialogue between you and him. So is there between you and between you? So God says, okay, you know what? Finish this transaction between you and him. I don't know if this business is good. Then the guy tells you this information. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. How much he sells, how much he buys. I don't know if the business is good, healthy, not healthy. I don't know if the customers are valid, the customers are legit. I have no idea. It's between you and him. It's up to you. Okay. 10 years later, you go bankrupt. He says, what happened? I prayed to God. He says, no, you don't understand. When you make the first transaction, and you do and you have some kind of a discussion with anyone about business, about your health, about anything, so when you talk to the person, yes, you talk to the person. And you talk to him and you say, I want to pay this. But in your mind, you say, I know, this man is just a tool here. I say, you're the master of universe. That's how things have to go in your head, and then the man will answer you not what he wants, he will answer you what God is going to put in his mouth. So according to the question, that's how the answer is going to be. He said it's not because you know you want to buy that, and the man, thank God, he's holding to me. Not necessarily thank God. He says, you know, you didn't involve God in this transaction. It's only between you and him. Don't say thank God. God is out of the picture. God did not want you to purchase it. You did not knock on the door. He says, the house is for sale. You bought it. You didn't ask God if you want it. Maybe the house is not good for you. Maybe the house has no luck for you. Maybe the house has a name that this type of company could not find out. It happened in the past. I took company went, and they made a mistake, and this is illegal, and you have to hire lawyers. They said, you know what happened to you? Because in the transaction, you didn't involve God. You got to involve him in every act you do. That's what David HaMelech says, that's what Shachar Yitam is there. So there, I want to explain to you something.
What you're saying is that God, when you look at it that way, you're saying that God wants you to have that.
Right.
You really have no say in it.
Right. And you ask the guy, let's say you want to buy a house, you knock on the door and say, sir, you're selling the house, in your mind, you think like this, God, this guy, he's selling the house, you agreed for me to buy this house? So-called, you're praying in your heart, in your mind, that the act that you're going to do is with the approval of God. Not you can afford God to approve it. You're asking him, God Almighty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to ask the guy if he wants to sell, and you have it in your mind, Hashem, if this house is good for me, let the guy say it. If the house is no good for me, if this house is nothing for me, it's let the guy say, it's not for sale, finish. And same thing with Shiruch. You go ask the girl, it says, would you like to get engaged to me? It says, listen, if you ask the girl if she wants to get engaged to me, she says yes to you. She says, you have my daughter. He says, how do you know that this is your mate? How do you know that God wants you to marry this girl? He didn't involve God in it. You said to him here, it's only between a girl. So later on you get divorced, later on you have problems, you cannot have peace in the house. He says, it's your problem. He says, this girl is not for you. Why have you to marry this girl? He says, because you thought the girl is good for you. Good for you. Now you have a rest of life. You suffer, you got lawyers, and divorces, all these problems. It is because you didn't involve God. You're supposed to pray all the time to God for every transaction, every decision that you make to get God, to get the Kadosh Baruch Hu involved in this matter. And then, if you have it clearly in your head and you mean it, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu God will give the other side in the mouth the answer. If it's good for you, they will say yes. If they say no, it's not good for you. If it's not good for you, don't start beg them. You can beg them and beg them and beg them. It's okay. It's not from God anymore. It is you on your own. The first statement that they tell you, this is from God. The second statement is not from God no more. It means you forcing God in a situation he never agrees. Honestly, you should know, this is a trick. But this is the secret of success in life. You cannot ever be wrong because God will put the things in the mouth. Here are the proofs. This is very, now you can read the parasha. You have a different look of the whole story. And we'll go in the beginning. I said, listen.
What would be the consequence if you say, is this house for me? And he answers, yes.
And you did not pray to God that the house is good for you. And he said yes, and he purchased the house. And God sits upstairs and says, I never meant you to buy this house. The house is not for you. It's not good for you. It's not good for you. The mortgage is too high. The neighbors are not so good. The house is water in the basement. The guy has leak in the roof. There are termites in the house. There are things that you send an inspector, and the guy brought the inspector. And you're going to sue him, and he's in love with you for the rest of your life. Your wife will say, you don't know what you're doing. They say, you bought this house. Who told you to buy this house? Well, I said, the inspector was right. That is all. The whole thing is because you did not involve God from the first moment. You should have prayed to God before you knock on the house, and you say, God Almighty, I need a house, I want to buy a house. I want to know if this house is good for me. If you involve God, God will make sure that the man in the house will say the right answer, what God wants him to say, not what he wants to say. If it's for you, the man will say, yes, the house is for sale, and this is the price. If it's not for you, the man says, it's not for you, it's not the house, it's the contract that somebody wants before you, can chase you out of there.
Rabbi, what if it was for you, and God, you know, it was for you, but buying the house, it was for you, but it will automatically come easy, in other words,
doesn't matter easy, it doesn't have easy.
Or could it come very hard,
doesn't matter.
Even though it's for you?
No, it will never come hard if it's for you.
It will come easy.
But if it comes easy, it's not the proof that's for you.
So if it is very hard, buying the house, in a lot of trouble, you have to walk away from it.
Immediately. Like I said, in America, immediately, not sooner.
Because some people want things
Right.
In spite of it.
Right. That's right.
What it is.
That's against God, right? They said a proof. They said few proofs for this, but I don't know if I'll be able to finish. I just want to sail through the parasha, and you see that's the purpose of this week's parasha. And that's the parasha starts with Avraham Avinu is looking to bury his wife. He does not know what Hashem wants. He does not know where to bury. Today, in our time, you know, people decide, you know, I want to be buried there, buried there. It's not so simple. It's not so simple, you know, ship my body to Israel, I want to be buried in the Tatisana River. You don't know. It's not so simple. Everybody has to be buried the way, in the place Hashem wants him to be buried. And that's what the Abraham wants to teach us. And that's what the Torah wants to teach us. And Abraham stands up and he asks the people first of the county, may I bury my wife there? And when he asks them, he doesn't ask, of course he does, but in his mind, he is praying to Hashem. He says, Hashem, I do know where I want my wife to be buried. I went over there, I saw the cave, I saw so-called the light that I felt, the holiness of this cave, while I was chasing the bull, but you don't know if God wants you to be buried. You don't know. So what you got to do, so first you go to the county. And you go to the county, and you ask the county, I'm looking forward to bury my wife. So first the people said, okay, over here is the place. So when he hears it, says the Torah, he bowed down on the floor. Says Dari, no, he doesn't bow down on the floor for them. He bowed down for God. He says, God, thank you very much. And God an answer. Then he continues. Then he said, you know, people over here, there is a place I like to bury my wife. He says, somebody owns this land and there's a cave over there. May I, would you be kind enough to talk to the man, and the man should agree. Again, so he doesn't ask them. He does. But in his mind, says Dari, in his heart, he prays to Hashem, Hashem, if this is the place, let them agree. When they said yes, and if one said yes, again he bowed down on the floor. Again, he says, he doesn't bow down on the floor for them. It's Amharic. It's simple people. Avraham Avinu is the king. Nesir, the king of Abraham. He doesn't bow down. By the way, the Zohar says about Jacob Avinu, that in 2 weeks the Parashat Vayishlach, the Zohar says that Avraham Avinu bowed down to the Yaakov Avinu bowed down to Esau. He says, Esau is a wicked man. Yaakov will never bow down to him. Esau thinks Yaakov bowed down to him. Yaakov, when he bowed down, he said, you bow down in front of somebody, I don't bow down to you. I bow down in front of God. Happened to be you, stand on it. He says, Avraham Avinu never bow down to these people. And that's what the Torah wants to tell you. He says, okay. So the man tells Avraham, listen, Avraham, get it for free. Avraham said, well, I'm not sure I want it for free. I like to pay. He says, okay, pay. He says, it's not from him, it's from God. And here comes the Shidduch, the story, the same thing. You should know, Avraham Avinu said, I'm looking for Shidduch for my son. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, it's a girl, Rivka. But, she is a little girl. I don't know if that's a girl. I don't know. I will try. He calls up the guy, says his name is Eliezer. No, his name is, I'm considering his name. He's Avraham's slave. You know what a slave means? He does what his master does. And here the Torah will paint him that he's the head of the school, head of the yeshiva. He is very knowledgeable. He is very big trusted. Avraham trusts him the most. Avraham relies on him. The man imitates Avraham. Chachamim say he looks like Avraham. He says the purpose. So what is this description is for? Is to tell you that this man will behave the way Avraham would behave. And here I'll tell you how the story goes. He comes over there to Syria and says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me tell you something. I'm here to find the Shidduch. There are hundreds of thousands, or tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of girls over here. He says, I'm here from Israel. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm praying to you. I'm telling you. Something that is impossible. But it's in your hand. It's not my hand. I'm not going to look on the internet to find Shidduch for my master's son. I'm standing over here and saying, listen, I pray for you, but I don't pray for you because who am I? I'm nobody. I pray for my master's son on the behalf of my master. Listen, there's a girl over here that's going to come. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me out. this girl should come here with a pitcher and should offer to give water to my 10 camels. That's impossible. But it will be a girl like this, and no, it's from you. It's not for me. It's I went to the internet and I, you know, put this, oh, the picture, oh, the girl, very nice girl, very nice girl. Why not? You go talk to her, says, she sounds very nice, very nice. Okay, you know, you don't go take it. Goes out and have a year, 2 years, 3 years, and they get engaged, and then they get married, and they get divorced, and there's lawsuits about the houses, about the money, back and forth, back and forth. It says, you know why? Because it did not involve God in the first step. It says, the first step, you have to leave it up to God. Then you do your act, but you have to leave it up to God. It says, this is, of course, this is what we call something extreme, extreme. But this is the extreme way that our grandfather got married. So they got married almost like the guy in London. It says, this is a girl who wants to get married, who wants to do something. It says, here I am, this is the Yemenite, and the rabbi says, this is go over there, under the chuppah, there's a girl, get married to the girl. And he got married to the girl. He doesn't know the girl's name. He doesn't know who is the girl. He doesn't know nothing. In our time, 12 years ago, they were divorced in England. And the guy is happily married, never had a fight with his wife. It says, Who is this girl? I don't even know. She has a white dress. She got the sound extreme. The Torah says you should know that how you are successful in life. By the way, I don't know if you know that. It's not in our community, but Chassidim are like this. You should know. I know people. At 12 o'clock, somebody told me, you know, my youngest son. He told me, Chassid told me a few days ago. He said, you know, my youngest son, I want to tell you something, Rabbi. He said, okay, what are you going to tell me? He said, 12 o'clock, Friday, this 12 o'clock Friday. I called my son, he learns in Mount Kisco, I think he told me. I said, listen, there's a girl that might be interested to get married to. So my son said, well, I live far away from Mount Seir, but now, I mean, he's in yeshiva in school. I said, about an hour from Mount Seir. He said, okay, see, you can get a ride. He got a ride to Mansi, he got to Mansi, I think about 2 or 2.30, Friday afternoon. 2.30, the man, the father of so-called the bride, came to the house, saw him. Never saw him before, not even a picture. And then the parents of the bride, so-called the girls, loved him. And then they say, they called up the girl. By 3 o'clock was the engagement. In our time, we're not talking about 5,000 years ago. In our time, that's what's going on with the Hasidim. There's no long date. They don't go out and go out and go out and go out. This is the parents meet, and the parents of the groom look at the girl. The parents of the girl look at the groom and says, perfect, mazal tov. They bring the boy and the girl. They sit down for half an hour. Engaging, finished. By 3 o'clock, he said, my boy was engaged. I says, but they hardly get divorced over there. The rate of divorce is very, very low. Almost never argument and problem to go to, you know, to go to a third party, for a counselor, you know, over this, nothing. This is because that's what the Torah wants to teach us, that, you know, this is our grandfather got married. It says, when you have God in front of you, and he does the job, you never do wrong. It says, not only that, it says, listen, you gave me water to Cameron, he doesn't even ask a name. He goes over to her, he goes to her and says, listen, little girl, put this earring on your nose, bracelet on your hand, mazal tov, you're engaged, to whom? She doesn't know nothing. She won't say nothing. Here's the punchline, says Ali. Yes, the lady, yes, the girl, excuse me, may I sleep in your house one night? The girl answers, few nights. Says, what do you mean few nights? So you have to ask your father and mother, what do you mean you answer him? It's strange, you don't even know, maybe this guy's a thief. What do you mean answer him to stay in your house few nights? Says, you understand. The mouth says, that from little children, small children, or even from Down syndrome, learning of the children, you can get answers, and this is the right answer, because God is talking from the throat. It says, that girl doesn't answer him. It's God. God, Hashem, answers him. It says, you may say, funeral. When she's ready to leave, Exiles goes, okay, I skipped, but let me go through by order. He comes to the house to offer him food. He said, you know, I am not eating before I'm talking. Says Dari, you know what it means. He's not talking. Why he's talking, he's praying to Hashem. If this is the girl, God Almighty, please let them agree. He says, those people is the king of Aram, the Syria. The lowest of the lowest is being painted in the Gemara. How bad and tyrannical, such a bad man, this Gabbatur was unbelievable. Lowest of the lowest, dirty, dirty mind, no manners. In front of him sits this guy, he said, I'm the slave of Abraham, and I met his hotel. So what do you expect from this guy? The first thing to kill you. This is after the little speech. He said, you know what? It's from God. It's from God. You don't even believe in God. It's not he is talking to you. God is talking from his throat. God, Hashem, is giving the answer to the person to answer you according to the question. If you want Hashem, you want God to answer you, doesn't matter who. It can be a boy, can it be a girl, can be anybody. According to your question, that's how you get the answer. It says the girl is ready to go. It says, take the girl. You want to take the, who has such a thing? This is the little girl. And then a stranger wants the girl to come to Israel. It says, who has such a nonsense that the girl, that the father would say, take her, leave. It says, this is not from him. This is from God. It says, God is speaking from the throat of those people. God is speaking from the throat of the girl. It says, take it. Take her. Instead to take her, they go to sleep. They go to sleep. They get up in the morning. They get up in the morning. The mother said, no, you can't sleep. I said, why? I said, because I told you at night. At night I told you go. I said, God told you at night, take the girl. You disregard. He decided he wants to sleep over here. In the morning, it's a new story now. I said, now you have to start all over again. So again, said, please God, yes, God, okay, so let's call the girl, let's call the girl. They call the girl, and the girl says, would you like to go with this guy? So the Gemara says, the girl answered, I'm going in even if you don't want me to go. She says, what do you think? Did this girl talk like this to her mother? It's not her. It's God is giving the answer. It's not her. It's nothing to do with the girl, nothing to do with the parents, nothing. If you leave it up to Hashem, Hashem does the job for you. Hashem answers you. If you leave it up to you, it is your problem. It says, don't be afraid to God. It says, God, my business is falling apart. God, my this, my daughter, my this. He says, listen, now you're involved. Now you're getting me involved. Why did you get me involved in the first place? I just told you, no, don't do this. It's all the problems that you have is because you made your own decision. You decided it. If you would ask me, I would have told you. If you have an advisor, and you asked the advisor before, and the advisor tells you it's not good for you, don't do it. And so you go to the doctor and say, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this. I said, you're never going to get sick. Now, you come to the doctor and say, I don't feel good. I said, why did you eat it? Now it's too late. Now you need this replacement, that replacement. He says, now it's too late. He says, you should have done everything in the beginning with the permission or so-called the involvement of God, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything fails. He says, this is the Shidduch. He says, you know, he is not repeating the story. Why he is repeating the story, the Torah says, he is praying. The first Sichatan Shel Avdei Avod, it's not the Sicha, it's not the talking. Finale Aniti Yatov Lepnei Hashem Ishpoch Sicho. When you say Yitzchak Lasuach Batadeh, says the Gemara, the word Sicha in Hebrew means two things. Either a discussion or also praying. It says, Yafei Sichatan Shel Avdei Avod, says the Gemara, you know Hashem love. Not the talking of the story, what happened with Eliezer is talking. No, it's nothing to do with it. It's not the talking, it's the praying. It's to show you, to teach you that constantly when you want to do anything in your lifetime, involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you talk to the man, you should know the man has no power. His mind is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will tell you whatever Hashem wants him to tell you. It's just involve Hashem. Involve God. If you don't involve, it's going to be just between you and him. It is going to tell you what he thinks. You're going to tell him what you think. It is who knows if it's good for you or good for him. It's nevertheless, if you involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the first step, it's a guarantee that everything is perfect. And that's the purpose of all right, all the details here, to tell you how much you have to pray and how much you have to go through and how successful the mission at the end of the transaction is going to be. It says she comes home and everything is perfect, Yitzchak married her, and the Torah would say, you know what? Something that unbelievable the Torah doesn't say before. He loves her, all of a sudden he loves her. The Torah emphasized, Yitzchak loves her. What do you mean you love her? You don't even know her. You don't even know she just came here. Just came here, loves you. What do you mean you love her? It says that's what's called love. The true love is, it's from God. God will so-called inject in your heart so-called love. That you love your wife. It says you love your wife not because outside things, because she's pretty, because of this, because Hashem is involved. If Hashem is involved, it says this is the third party that always should be involved in every act that we do. It says that makes our life easier and maybe only successful in that way we guarantee they're never going to fail. And that's the purpose. The Torah tells us the whole thing. Over here, the Abraham buys the Marat and Machpelah, the transaction of the real estate. The first one that we see in the Torah, the main one that the Gemara says that you learn how to do a transaction in real estate is here. Abraham buys the field. He says, it doesn't go over there. He says, I want to buy this field. He checks it out if Hashem wants him to buy this real estate. And if Hashem wants him to buy the real estate, he says, now it's forever. She's not Marat and Machpelah. Heaven belongs to us. It doesn't belong to no one, because it was the involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shidduch is the same thing, you know, Am Yisrael is standing on such a marriage, that marriage was so-called with the approval of God. And later in the Torah, says, only the whole book of Bereshit, when you read now, you understand that the power of Am Yitzchak and Yaakov, even though that you read in the Torah, they spoke about this, spoke about this. It says, it's directed to God. It says, that's what we said in the beginning. So the Parashat Chachamim said that Sarai Menu died fairly young. This is why. Because 2 weeks ago she told Abraham that she is upset at him. And he told Abraham, you know, God should be the judge. And he said, no, she didn't tell Abraham God should be the judge. That's legitimate. If you have an argument with somebody and you say, leave it up to God, there's nothing wrong with that. Hashem will not be upset at you because you're a gentleman. He said to take the guy to court and swim. And who knows who else? He said, you know what, leave it up to God. God will fix it. It's perfect. But if you talk to God and you tell God, God, you judge him, that's bad. That's bad. It's not you to tell God who to judge. He says, leave it up to God. He says, Sarah told Abraham, Ishpot Hashem in Yemenech, God should be the judge. So he says, no, Sarah was like Abraham. When she talks to Abraham, she thinks about God. She thinks about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. She says, Abraham, you know what? God should be the judge. You know what she had in her mind? God, you the judge. Judge Abraham. That's wrong. You don't tell God, judge that guy. You don't tell God, you don't tell Hashem, this man is bad, do to him. That you cannot do. You can say, listen, between you and me, I don't think about God. I'm telling you, God knows what he's doing. If you owe it to me, you pay me. If you don't owe it to me, you don't pay me. But you don't tell God, God, listen, he owes me. Make sure he pays me. Then, it's wrong. If you tell it to Hashem, to God, then the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he takes you far. Sarah is like Abraham, like Yitzchak, like Yaakov. When they talk to someone, they have God in the mind. So the sentences that come from the mouth, is they involve God, they involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically. And that's the Gemara, that's Chachamim said, Sarah died fairly young. He says, why? Because she spoke so-called to Hashem. Of course she spoke to Abraham, to her husband, and she told him. But again, in her mind, she said, God, please, judge Abraham. She said, if you tell God to judge somebody, first he judges you, said the Gemara. First he judges Sarah, and that's what Sarah died. And that's what the Gemara Chachamim said, that the letter half in the Kutah is a very small letter. Abraham did not know, didn't cry so much, because so-called Sarah killed herself when she told Hashem to judge Abraham. You never allowed to tell God, punish this guy, do it to this guy, because then Hashem first checks your file before, and who are you that you know for sure that you clear in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it says that that's really the purpose of the parasha, is to teach us how to live, how to do business, how to marry ourselves and our children, and to have shalom bayit, to have peace in the house, and to sail through life with no problem.
Just 1 second, it's very weird. Look, I haven't seen you for a year and a half since Jonathan's birthday. I haven't seen you for a year and a half since Jonathan's birthday. Before that, I haven't seen you in about 4 years. It's a long time.